had this talk before. What's it been like the last month or so?
It's been just an overall long year. You know, being out of the lineup so much, as it's not fun, but you know, it's kind of way the cards have fallen this year. I kind of deal with that, and you know, I'm just excited to finally be almost getting into a game action here.
Take us through the second one, kind of how it happened, how you felt, if you don't mind.
That was just a shot in pregame skate in Chicago, and you know, much like the second one, the symptoms kind of, or much like the first one, the symptoms kind of came on as the day progressed, and they lingered quite a bit longer than the original one this year. So, you know, it's with these things, you never know how long it's going to take. You have to try and stay patient and try and stay engaged, but it's tough at times. But overall, you know, the organization took a, you know, conservative approach, which, you know, I'm happy for and feeling good right now.
What's going through your mind as it's happening a second time?
A little bit of frustration. You know, these things, you know, happen from time to time, but when you get two in 1 year, it's, you know, frustrating, maybe a little bit worrying, but, you know, I'm looking forward, like I said, getting back into a game action here and trying to put, you know, the first three quarters of the season behind me.
So you've got a new mask. Is there more protection in that at all? Or?
Yeah, it's a overall a better shell, better construction, and there's better padding in it. Overall, it's the same shape, but it's just a newer construction model than what I was wearing in previous years. So, so far, so good with it.
Anyone else wearing something like this?
No. Yeah, there's a few guys throughout the league. You know, like I said, it's just an updated version from what I was wearing. You know, I've been wearing that old mask for a number of years, and which is a comfort thing, and you know, never really had any issues with it. So. You know, now that I've had the two concussions this season, we felt that there was definitely a need for a change with it.
Are you symptom-free?
Yeah, I've been feeling great for the last, you know, 2.5 weeks here. It was just a matter of feeling comfortable again on the ice, you know, after first off being off the ice for so long, and then, you know, more so now on the ice, not flinching when a puck was coming, because when I first got back on the ice, that was what I found myself doing, was kind of pulling away from the puck. And obviously, as a goaltender, you can't be doing that. So it was just a matter of feeling comfortable again. And you know, now I'm at that point where I feel good about my my game, and it's good to get back into some game action.
Paul said yesterday you'll play with the Moose this weekend. Do you expect to come on the trip then after that, or do you know what the plan is?
Yeah, so I'll be playing tomorrow night here with the Moose, and then depending on how I feel, I'll have the option to play Sunday afternoon as well, and then meet the team in New York.
Family members giving you any advice, and how much worry is there?
Not so much advice, because none of them have really gone through anything like this, but lots of people, including the organization, say you have to take as much time as you need, because, you know, first and foremost, your health. You're always going to want to have your health. You know, I want to have a, you know, normal lifestyle down the road. And, you know, if taking an extra month off or 2 months, whatever it could have been, you know, the organization was willing to work with it. And, you know, that was important, too.